when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Bing's guests, Jimmy DeMarrett, the singing golfer, and Bob Hope, the Pepsodent Punchinello.
Glenn, when you refer to Hope as Punchinello, hit Punchy a little harder, will you? Just...
Yeah, I see what you mean. And now for the last program of this season, here is Bing Crosby himself.
Thank you, Glenn, and good evening, everybody.
Bing, I noticed you walking into the studio with a golf club in your hand. Was that to make golfer Jimmy DeMarrett feel at home?
Oh, no. I bought that club for Hope. If he starts elbowing around here at the mic, I'm going to give him an Iroquois haircut.
I've never met Bob, Bing. He must be a very funny fella.
Oh, he's a box of Snickers. He's just a carton of chuckles, that boy. I'll tell you, Glenn, he's more monkey than a barrel of fun. Anyhow, before Bob arrives and wrecks the joint, I'd like to slip a little tune in here. Mr. Trotter, will you assist me with Moonface and Starry Eye?
Moonface, starry eye, peaches and cream with nuts on the side. I never knew there was anyone living like you. Moonface, starry eye, I'm gonna bust my best with pride. I never lived, baby, not at all till I met you. At 6 o'clock, I expect your call. At 7 o'clock, I'm in the hall. At 8 o'clock, if you don't come by 9 o'clock, baby, I die. Moonface, starry-eyed, cooking with gas when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you. At 6 o'clock, I'm getting up steam. At 7 o'clock, I'm on the beam. At 8 o'clock, if not, don't turn. By 9 o'clock, baby, I burn. Moonface, starry eye, floating on clouds when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you.
On the beam, Bing, just like Philco's new port.
Oh, here we go, the commercial again. Moon-faced and starry-eyed. Last night this season, Glenn. Now, you better make it a good one.
All right, how about this, Bing? With a new Philco portable by your side, you'll be floating on cloud number 9 all summer.
Oh, it's too much poetic license there. Get a little more down to earth.
Okay, Bing. At the beach or camping in the woods, that new Philco portable is a powerhouse. Get you the ball games, music, everything on the air.
Well, I like it, Glenn. Me, I'll be up at the ranch tuning in Burlage.
Well, Bing, anywhere you go on your vacation, that revolutionary new Philco portable will far outperform any pre-war portable you ever heard of. Brings in more stations. Plays even on trains and planes without requiring any special aerial. And its tone is as fine as what you expect from costly console sets. Your Philco dealer can give you immediate delivery on this amazing new Philco portable in time for your vacation trips. It's the newest thing in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
This familiar song, theme song, brings us John Otherwise.
Thank you, Chauncey Alcott. Ladies and gentlemen.
What is Sam Bernard?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the old man's home, Hope. Telling you all, if 12 of one is fine and buying one is no crime, but if you plan to get a girl, give my product, Pepsodent, in the whirl, and I'll guarantee you it'll sparkle like a pearl and I won't be replaced by Milton Berle.
Hey, glad you showed up, boy. Where you been?
My heavens, it's nice of you to fly to New York, really.
Don't touch that. Just give me my plane fare, kid, right away.
See Swifty Morgan or Kid Hogan or something. It's nice of you to dash all the way to New York, pal. Really, it is, especially for this show.
The plane fare, Lard. Get it up, will you, please?
Stand by. Don't get so eager. We'll reimburse you.
Everybody looks fine. Look at that John Scott Trotter.
Yeah.
Oh. Is he eating at all the restaurants?
Get the Arhartus?
Say, how is he going back? By helium?
Kick him off.
And what about that lady harp player?
We got a lady harp player. Yeah.
How'd she get here? Did she talk back to Phil Spaulding? Why don't you say something?
You're looking well. Looking pretty good.
Looking pretty good.
For you.
What are you doing, just wearing the tops tonight?
Comfy, cozy. You alone in there? You're dancing with somebody.
No, if you wear a tie in this show, you have to pay a fine, you know.
You look good, though, Dad. Really, you do. That New York air must agree with you, huh? The bags under your eyes have faded to a light magenta, and it's very chic with the chartreuse color of your complexion.
Get that language. What did you do, find a Vogue in Tutshore's washroom or something?
I've been reading Charm.
Bing, do you realize that I was on your very first show for Philco?
Complaints are still coming in.
Listen, it's a big night tonight, really important, really? Because the Philco distributors and the dealers from all over the world are in convention at Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're grouped around their Philco radios.
Talking about your option?
Listening. Listening to this Philco program as it emanates from those powerful tone Philco speakers.
Well, don't be so stingy. Mention what they're brushing their teeth with anyway. You know, I flew 3,000 miles to be on this program. But what about my plane fare?
Oh, that again.
You don't mind.
You'll get your plane.
Bob, what's cooking in Hollywood since I left? Any new developments?
Any news about my friends?
Well, I don't get around that adrenaline mob of yours very much, but I hear Lum's been sick and Abner's taking care of him. Dame May sent you her love.
She still cares, huh?
See, Aubrey sent you his hot water bottle.
Good. No more chili tootsies.
And Dorothy L'Amour sent you a great big kiss.
L'Amour sent me a kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
I gave it to a hostess on the plane.
Say, is that true, what I heard about the state of California declaring Monty Woolley's beard a bird sanctuary? And what, by the way, what's new with Lippy?
Which one, DeRocher or Wallace?
See those big fat lines they give you?
Who gave me?
I gave you.
One I fought you for.
Would you mind pulling up a chair and make room for some entertainment to creep in? Because I'm about to do a tune from a picture.
Well, look, Happy Creep. Do you want me to sing it for you? After all, you've done 36 shows without a vacation.
I can make it all right.
Well, sing pretty. Remember the Philco convention.
I shall sing like a bird.
I hope you don't get one.
Stand back while the officer moves into position here.
As a hobo loves to roam through the fields of clover, hates to have to think things over, and though it's wrong, I string along. My heart is a hobo, loves to go out berry picking, hates to hear alarm clocks ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows, dreams are run down at the heels. My heart refuses to worry except about rising reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to quote from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
Your heart is a hobo. It's nice that you got one that matches your clothes.
Don't worry, folks. He'll be off the air for the summer soon. This is the last time everybody can relax after that.
Good old vacation time. You know, Bing, I'm taking off for South America tomorrow.
South America, mm-hmm. huh? How are you traveling? The usual?
No, I bought a ticket.
Huh? Inside this time,
yeah. Rio, boy, I got some finding out to do about those rainy nights.
I know what you mean.
I don't wish you any bad luck, but I hope you arrive during the dry spell.
Now, you should have seen all the inoculations I had to take at the customs office. Everybody stuck needles in me. Even Al Jolson tried one.
What was Jolson there for?
A guest shot.
How are you traveling to Rio?
By air.
Really? Didn't know they had steerage on planes.
I have a very cute little room. It's a little round cardboard container. I think I can get
it's
in.
It's very private.
They have to press it a little.
Very private.
Yeah, I thought I'd go down a cement puppet station.
Well, you've got the trouble for it.
Why are you
it's
going
not
to...
bad for getting any dollars out of a bottle, you know that. We could have a great time together if you came along with me. Bing, remember when we made the road to Rio?
I shall never forget it. You kept squeezing that Pepsi to the tube to put a white line down.
Lower plate wobble is killing my whole delivery. You kept squeezing that Pepsi tube to make a white line down the middle of the road to Rio. Down the right of the middle.
I'd like to have the straight line out, if you don't mind, please. Now that you've had your first great elocution,
if you read the next line,
please read the line for me, my Adele, please.
Where's that joke, sir? I don't see it there.
Please,
there's
there.
Where's the place?
Sometimes you drive me crazy,
there. It seems to me I've lost the place, sir. I'm sure,
sir. I don't see it there.
You were lost before you got here, you mire. Something is wrong in Denmark here.
I'm not seeing it
there.
What happened here? But I'd like to go down
this
with...
This must be the place here.
You pick up right there. We're talking about...
What joke are you on? Where are you? Look. Just me, that line. That's a straight line there,
you
if you don't mind.
You keep squeezing that Pepsi tube to put a white line down the middle of it.
And I say it's the only highway in the world that contains areas. You know, it's nice that they waited, isn't it nice? What do you say, Bing? Come on down with me. What a reception we'll get. Thousands of people will be at the dock to meet us. The gangplank lowers. I step out and the crowd bursts into song.
North America, take it away. No, Bob, what I do in South America, I can't do here. What could I do down there?
Well, you can always pick up a few bucks for that waistline of yours, casting a shadow for the shade-grown coffee. Shade-grown coffee? Listen, I always get nervous when I don't get my money before the program.
The print, Mr.
Ad lib, I'll be within a half hour.
You'll have to print Mr. Hope's script in capitals after this.
Yeah. Let's get back to that line of yours, kid, right back here.
Oh, what would I do in South America?
What would I do?
What would I do?
Talk like that.
Yatata,
yatata, yatata, bark, bark, bark. Go ahead, let's get into a song. They're walking out. Hold the board. Monsters in the fishbowl. Hello, everyone.
Shall we move? No, really, what move? What would I do in South America that I can't do here?
Where's that? Sounds like a familiar line. You can could always pick up a few bucks with that waistline of yours casting a shadow for the shade grain coffee. Yeah. Nothing? Come on, let's go.
Oh, yes, they got a lot of jab in Brazil. They have a lot of jab in Brazil, and you're the only kid around with a pot big enough to perk it in.
Listen, Drip Grind, if I've got a pot, you're carrying a pressure cooker there. You know that, don't you?
Well,
hey, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Here we are back in Tummyville again.
Look, after a summer outdoors, I'll be slim as a rail.
Well, I'm an outdoor man right here in New York.
Well, you don't have to sleep in the park anymore. There are hotel rooms, you know. Why don't you take the bridal suite at the Flanders?
Yeah.
We'll settle this thing later. Right now, I have to introduce our guest of honor.
Yeah, well, Guest of honor, what am I?
A character. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a young fellow from Texas who is one of our great golfers. He's the Masters Golf Champion of 1947, the leading money winner in 1947, member of the Ryder Cup team, the winner of Tucson, St. Petersburg, innumerable places.
It's not me, folks. It's the flash of the McGregor Golf Company, Jimmy DeMeritt, right here. Beautifully close. Isn't that pretty? A fugitive from Finian's Rainbow.
You know, Bob, I'm the playing pro at the Star Club, too.
You sure are. Jimmy DeMeritt, welcome, stranger.
Well, Jimmy DeMeritt, welcome, my favorite brunette. Well, say something, Jim.
I can't. I've never made a picture. Besides, I'm too... Besides, I'm not too handy with this radio stuff. I hope I don't ruin this program.
You ruin the program? What do you think they hired Crosby for?
Say, Bob, remember when we played golf at Ojai Valley about a year ago?
Yeah, I'll take a green one. Ojai Valley, I remember that. What about it?
Oh, nothing. Only I'd like to get my ball back.
You got a little trouble with him, too, huh, Jim?
But I'll say one thing. When Bob's club hits a ball, there's always a terrific click.
That's his teeth.
You mean those painless Parkers?
Yeah. Oh, you got to laugh. Yes, you did. Everybody's a comic these days. I think I'll just retire to a farm. I can make a fortune just raising straight men. I think that's where I'll go.
It wouldn't hurt for someone in your family to go straight. Anyhow, Bob, you promised to... Jim.
Jim. I'm ready.
You're ready. You promised to do a song for us tonight, Jimmy. You ready?
I'm pretty excited about this, you know. It's the first time I've ever sung on a coast-to-coast program.
Now, just a minute. DeMeritt, you sang on my program.
Gee, does your program go east of Cucamonga?
It even hits Staten Island. They sink it.
What?
Hey, Jim. What are you going to sing, Jimmy?
How about that's the beginning of the end?
This may be. Go ahead.
It's a private tone, Jimmy. That's the Studebaker song. Is this the beginning of the end? Okay, come on.
Where'd you get that joke? Oh.
Get away from here, Hope. Now, will you? Go on, beat it. Give Jimmy a chance. You ready, Jim?
I'm
got
all
your
set.
Words?
All set.
Got the melody?
Ready.
Lay it right in there. They're listening in Texas, you know, all over Houston and Dallas, Al Paso, Goose Creek. Goose Creek,
let's give him the full treatment.
Go
then,
ahead.
Huh?
When she don't sweet talk anymore, her kiss ain't like it was before. It's time you added up the score, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. She keeps you waiting for a day, makes no excuse for being late. Wake up and recognize your fate, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. What she's doing to you, she did to me. But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, better beware. Or one of these days you'll turn around and she won't be there. Don't say that you were never told. I know that Carrie Curvo. When she starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the end.
There is Lily. Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful
man.
What a wonderful man.
A gift. Sings like you and plays golf like me. Isn't that great?
That was really very fine, though, Jimmy.
You know, this guy ought to be in pictures,
Certainly,
Bing. Sure. Do you think we could use him instead of L'Amour? He has the same quality.
That's exactly. Say, Bob, I want to tell you, Bob, it's always fun to be with you.
Yeah, we spend an awful lot of time together, but... just follow me, will you, please?
Just give a big pickup.
Oh, you want that? Oh, I forgot. You mean old style, huh? It's a great thrill to be here at this price. Thank you very much. Besides, I needed the freezer. Go ahead. Come on, stop with that.
All right.
We're getting more clean.
It's always fun to be with you.
Yeah, we spend an awful lot of time together, but...
I've been with you through thick and thin, through every night and day. And I can only say...
For what?
I've gladly been your dearest friend, and I've helped you make some dough. And this I'd like to know... For what?
I can always count on you, except through storm and strife. When you pat me on the back, you seldom use a knife.
Gee, it must be wonderful to lead a hopeless life. And yet you're all I've got. For what?
You know, you've really been wonderful to me in pictures, you
I
know.
I think I've advanced your career.
These road pictures, you've given me some tasty parts.
You've come a long way since I pulled you out of the pool hall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I remember in the road to Zanzibar, I did a great thing for you.
You did?
I fixed it so you got to wrestle a gorilla.
Yeah.
You were spectacular.
Well, got the scars to prove it. I remember that.
Yes, but they cheered.
Yes, and I paid for my own Band-Aids.
Yes.
You've done a lot of big things.
And in the other road picture, Road to Utopia, you know what I did for you?
What?
Over the objections of the producer and everybody.
What?
I fixed it so you won the girl.
I won L'Amour.
Yeah,
and I was playing an old man at the time.
Yes.
That was nice timing.
Nice chef.
How about those two gals? Just to think of it.
What?
How about those two gals we had last week in Cleveland? That little date that I fixed
up. Little double date?
That was a nice shuffle you gave me there. You gave me the best one.
Yes, the one with teeth.
And she put them in a glass between meals. That was a nice thing.
Those jokes you tell, those books you write, that keep your pockets filled. And Jesse James was killed. For what?
I bought your latest record.
Thank you.
And I noticed one mistake.
What's this?
They're made so they won't break.
Well, that's good.
Drop dead. When you groom your baseball team, don't use a curry comb.
I've been told you make your players smile in Kodachrome.
Well, you can't bring runs in just by crooning home, sweet home.
And still I ask for more. What for? Why, we've nothing in common. You're just not my type.
Now, I don't like your clothes, and I hate that old pipe.
Your humor is boring.
Your voice is abhorring.
Our friendship you couldn't call ripe. I wonder how we ever got together.
What time's your bus leave?
And yet you're all I've got. For what?
Thank you. Now, I bet you dollars to donuts we're going to get a word from the Philco man.
Bing, I'd just like to make one final point. This is the 17th consecutive year that Philco has been the undisputed leader of the radio industry, and obviously there's a reason. You can sum it up in a word. Quality. I mean the finer quality Philco builds into every set. the extra money Philco spends on exclusive new radio developments for your listening pleasure. New inventions like the famous 1201. New improvements like Philco's patented dynamic reproducer, the sensation of the year in recorded music. In back of all of them, as in back of the smallest Philco table model, are the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer. And that's why you can hear the difference the minute you dial a Philco. Remember that when you buy your new radio or radio phonograph. And look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
A new star has risen in the vocal firmament, Frankie Lane. His delivery of the following song, in my opinion, is really Le Dernier Cri.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire. To meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low just when it's time to go. Cherie, I love you so. That's my desire. To hear you whisper low just when it's time to go. Cherie, I love you so. That's my desire.
Just have to get it for tonight, folks. Jimmy DeMarin, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Certainly nice to be here, Bing.
And Bob, time to say goodbye for now, and I trust the folks are all attending the police show out in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
I want to thank everybody for their kind attention to these stanzas during the season, and I want to say that we'll be back again for Philco next fall.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Good. Got him fooled.
Really have them weakened, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, Jimmy Carmine just sent me a wire. Says, come back next year, all is forgiven.
Oh, he's sweet. I'll take a green one. Well, I knew you'd make it, pal.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Bing. I'm going out for a lime cola.
I'll join you over with Skitch Henderson at the Pennsylvania Hotel. We'll have a lime cola. Hmm? Yeah. See you next fall, folks. And thank you people for coming here tonight. Tonight.
This program is produced and transcribed in New York City by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. And now this is Glenn Riggs saying so long till September for Bing Crosby and Philco Radio Time. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.